Good morning, dear friends, World Kli. We are the tens Chaver and Darom One. We're excited here in complete spiritual fear for you, our friends, as we approach this morning lesson. We really want to take advantage of this moment to remind everyone that the Creator awakens us during these times. He's inviting an appeal from us. So let's, friends, from all our hearts, gather ourselves, wake up, and thank the Creator for awakening us, and raise one common prayer in this lesson. It's our opportunity. Here we are now, before the Creator, together, all of us. And we will move to Dani, dear friends.
Good morning, dear friends. World Kli. Yes, it is a great privilege to turn to you, to speak to you before the morning lesson. Because the lesson is the most special time we have throughout the day. It is the time when we need to unite our hearts, connect between us, truly to embrace each other, and together to turn to the Creator, to organize a prayer from the bottom of the heart, and to ask that He will connect between us, that He will truly unite our entire vessel. Because the Creator has truly chosen us only for that. He has arranged all the conditions for us. He organized the whole world, even started wars, in order for us to be able to make these wars within, inside of our heart, so that we will put in effort and we will fight the evil inclination. And together, we will rise above the separation and discover the connection between us. Hi, friends, and let's hear a reading excerpt.
Excerpt from Rabash's article. The Creator prepared for us a whole world. As our sages said, one must say the world was created for me. Meaning that he should pray for the entire world. Therefore, when he comes to pray and has contact with the Creator, although he himself is not sick at the moment, he can pray for his contemporaries, meaning to extend mercies so that no one in his generation will lack the abundance. It is a great rule that the person himself is called a creature, meaning only he alone. Other than him, it is already considered the Holy Shekhinah. It follows that when he prays for his contemporaries, it is considered that he is praying for the Holy Shekhinah, which is in exile and needs all the salvations. This is the meaning of eternity. And precisely in this manner, the light of mercy can be revealed.
An active workshop. How do we awaken the heart to pray for the whole world? Again, how do we awaken the heart to pray for the whole world?
We start with the concern that we develop between friends, the examples that friends give, and what we receive from the Kabbalists as a method.
One of the examples, well, yesterday when we gathered and we heard each one and we became incorporated with other tens and we took part in the prayer of the entire world Kli, but that there are many examples.
By us talking between us and reminding and raising once more the point that everything depends on the connection and our common heart of Bnei Baruch and where it's aimed.
And the heart prays for the one that it loves. So if we should ask the light to give us love as it is love.
It really awakens me to see that friends care for one another, even if they just say it with their mouths. It simply awakens me towards prayer.
We go through a process where out of the connection between us we want to care for the world. We realize that this is the work of Kabbalists, that they can tie everything together to see one soul, one creator who is taking care of everything, and everything is just a means in order to correct man and put back together the soul of Adam HaRishon. So we need to be with that that concern. The prayer for the world becomes an instrument of work in our hands.
Yes, this instrument exactly is something that only together you can find it all together, to think and be reminded that this is our job, to care for the world. And Kabbalists write about this a lot. Their prayers were always for the peace of the world. Even our teachers, you can see the articles and how our teacher, how they're thinking outside of themselves in a broad way of the world. And we too want to expand our hearts and enter into the world Kli together, awaken the prayer for the world peace.
The more we will feel how much we are connected to the world and dependent on the world, we are a part of the world, the world is a part of us. We will feel our role, the more we will pray that the world will be corrected. Because indeed, as Oren said, the heart prays for whatever it loves, for whomever it loves. So if we will love the world, then we will be in a prayer for the well-being of the world, for the connection of the world, to connect all of the hearts.
Has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Пред тобой, знающий все тайны. Тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты.
исполненный любви, красоты, доброты, чистоты.
Dear friends, what excitement, beloved World Kli. We have a very important lesson before us. Let's be in one intention, in one connection, in one heart, as one man, so that from this we will bring content to our teacher and to our Rav and to the Creator that leads us day after day towards the end of correction. With great gratitude to the Kabbalists who have paved the path for us, and we walk on it together with joy. Friends, let's thank the great Creator who has given us these friends as we can be together in connection, in love and joy together on this path. L'chaim, friends, I love you, and pass it to Reuven.
Beloved friends, I'll continue the words of the friend. We can see that in recent time we rose a degree, and therefore it is expected of us to continue with greater connection and love, embracing internally with a complete, true, honest prayer that comes from the bottom of the common heart and from the sorrow of the world in general, the sorrow of the friends in the Kli in particular. We together are now entering a lesson. Let's open our hearts so that we can serve to the Creator our desires. And together we will pray that He will give us the power and the ability to connect and to give Him contentment. So we're going to go to excerpt number 2 to the reader, please.
Yes, Baal Salam writes to us in letter number 56. Know that the labor and exertion that appear in one's heart during prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
We'll have a silent workshop now. Let's be incorporated together in one common prayer for connection between us and for world peace. Again, let's be incorporated together in one common prayer for connection between us and for world peace.
Prayer.
Creator, we thank you for the privilege to unite the whole world, Kli. Give us one desire to be as one man in one heart through a network of connection of love and bestowal. Together we ask you to be connected between us and with you by our efforts to connect with you and love you through the friends. Let us be aimed to know the truth through the connection between us, and give us the spiritual Kli by which we can unite the entire world above all differences and bring you contentment.
Creator of the world, we thank you for the privilege to unite the whole world, Kli. Give us one desire for us to reach one man in one heart through a network of bonds of love and bestowal. Together, we ask you to be connected between us and with you. By our efforts to connect with you and love you through the friends. Let us be aimed to know the truth through the connection between us. And give us the spiritual kli by which we can unite the whole world above all differences and bring you contentment.